And let's get our Bibles out this morning. Praise God. The Word of God is something awesome here this morning. And I'm going to do some teaching here today. Let's go to John chapter 1 and verse 1. John chapter 1 and verse 1. Say amen when you get there. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. We're just going to stop right there this morning, but we're going to go through the first 14 verses of this chapter, and hopefully it will open our eyes to some truth, some very basic truth in the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless our children. Amen. I want to talk about in the beginning. Everybody said in the beginning. In the beginning. Let's pray and ask for the help of the Lord. Come on, somebody, lift your voice with me and let's ask God to have His way this morning. Lord, we thank You for the Word of God. We thank You for truth this morning. Praise the Lord. God, we thank You for truth this morning. We thank You for the touch of Your Spirit today. Bless and anoint Your Word in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated this morning. Let's get into the Word of the Lord and see what we can come up with. I wanted to look at the truth that is the fact that there is but one God. Everybody said one God. One God, very simple truth in the Word of God. But I want to look at it from the first 14 verses here of the book of John. And it is very powerful when you begin to look at it, you begin to examine it, begin to dissect the Word of God. There's something very awesome in this. And I believe this morning it makes a huge difference what you believe. It makes a huge difference what you believe, because if we don't believe in the right God, we're going to be believing in the wrong God. And we need to believe in the true God, not a false God. Amen. And scriptures are very clear that God revealed Himself. Now, you keep your finger there in John chapter 1, and I want to go back to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, and verses 4, 5, and 6. And if you can't keep up with me here this morning, that's fine. Just write these down. You can read them and study them when you get home. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, 5, and 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Amen. And so from the very beginning, the Bible tells us here that there is one. There is one God. There is one Lord. And the word one here is talking about Jehovah of the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament, who is self-existent, who is eternal, who is eternal in His nature and in His essence. Amen. And when we examine it here this morning, if you think about it just on a surface level, you'll understand that there can only be one Almighty God. Amen. There can only be one. Now, somebody needs to help the pastor here this morning. Amen. And let's get into the Word of God together. Because this morning, if there was, if there was a division in the nature of God or in the person of God, then there would not be the opportunity for there to be an Almighty God. Almighty meaning that He has all power and might. And we believe this morning that our God has all power and might. Our God can do anything at any time He wants to do. There's only one thing He cannot do, and that is He cannot lie. Amen. Our God tells the truth. The Word of God is truth. Amen. In John chapter 5 and verse 19, Jesus brings something out here that we can look at. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself. Think about that this morning. The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do, for what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. And so there is no power in Jesus Christ outside of His Father. Amen. His Father being God Almighty, the Holy Spirit of the Old Testament, who came and robed Himself in flesh. If you look at Mark chapter 13 and verse 32, Mark 13 and verse 32, But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And so we have an understanding here that the Son did not know everything, does not know everything. There is only one who knows everything, and that is Jehovah God. That is the God of the Old Testament. Somebody said amen. Amen. Of that day and hour knoweth no man, neither the Son. Amen. And so if there were three co-equal, coexistent, eternal gods, it would conflict with the Word of God. But I don't believe there is a conflict in the Word of God this morning. I believe that the Word of God is perfect and it is right. Amen. Anybody else feel that way this morning? Thank God for His Word. There is but one God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And so with this truth in mind, I want to start in John chapter 1 and work our way down through that this morning. Hopefully it'll open someone's eyes to the truth of the Word of God, and maybe it will establish in hearts this morning this great truth that we believe and we hold dear to our hearts. There's only one God. Amen. Now, what we want to do this morning is we want to start out with eternity. Actually, I want to start out here. I just want to put a line on the chalkboard, and I'll just put God. All right? And an arrow going each direction. And then I want to put a line down this way. All right? And hopefully this little illustration will help us to understand a little bit better what John was writing about in John chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. We start out with eternity here. And so, anything before this line is eternity. Maybe I should write that down on there. Anything before this line is eternity. Meaning that before this beginning, this line represents the beginning. This is the starting point. And this is hopefully an illustration that will help us to see things a little bit clearer. There was a starting point, but the starting point was not the starting point of God. Amen. You need to understand that. That's not where God started. God has always been and always will be. Praise the Lord. And so this line will help us. It represents the beginning. And the Bible says here, John chapter 1 And verse 1, it says, in the beginning, amen, was the Word. Now, that's very simple, it's very clear, and it coincides with the scriptures that we see in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so in the beginning, right here at the starting point, we have the Word. Amen. Now, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And before the foundation of the world, before the start of everything, there was God. Amen. God was there before the start. And so because God was there before the start, the Word of God was there at the same time. Amen. And we know that this was the plan of God that came forth from God. And it was God, and it is God. It is the expression of God. The Word is the expression of God. And if any of us here this morning were to sit down and write out a plan for your life, just write out a thesis or a plan for your life, we could actually say that that is you. That's your dreams. That's your aspirations. That is the expression of your person. And the trouble with you and I is that our plan changes. Amen. Our plan changes. And there's one thing about God, He never changes. Praise the Lord. Never changes. And so His plan was and is the same today as it always was. Amen. And it always will be, because it is the expression. It is the expression of God. And in the beginning is when He created all things. Amen. Everything but God has a beginning. And so right here in the beginning, the starting point, in the beginning, that's when God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. It was the beginning when everything came into existence. It was the time of the start of the plan of God, the beginning of the plan of God. And so let's focus here on this for just a moment. We're looking at the beginning here. In the beginning was the Word. We're not talking about eternity here, but we are talking about the main focus of the subject of verses 1 through 14. And the focus of the subject this morning is God. Everybody said God. In the beginning was the Word was with God. And Genesis 1, in the beginning, God. Amen. So the subject here this morning is God. And if we keep our focus on the subject this morning, it will help us to understand the truth that's behind the Word of God here in these few short verses. God was in the beginning, and God's Word was in Him in the beginning. And then let's go to the next verse, and it says, all things were made by Him. Who made all things? God made all things. And so God is the principal subject of these verses. And when it says all things were made by Him, amen, it's talking about God. It's not talking about anybody else. It's talking about God, who is our Creator. Amen. We believe that God created all things. Amen. All things seen and all things unseen, they were created by God Himself. He didn't need any help in creation. But when He created it, He created it all by Himself, and He did it simply with the Word of God. Let there be, and there was. Amen. All things were made by Him, and without Him, that would be God, without God was not anything made that was made. Amen. Very powerful scripture there. Everything that we have today, your car, your house, the grass, the trees, the earth, the universe, which is in the span of his hand, was created by God Almighty. Amen. It's so complex and it's so difficult to understand that even in our modern technology and learning ability, we are still discovering the deeper things of what God created. Amen. There's something powerful in the Word of God this morning, and we could look at the surface reading of the Word of God, but if we get deeper into the Word of God this morning, it will begin to open up, and we'll begin to learn things that we'd never seen before. Amen. In Him was life. In who? In God was life. And it's the same way today. In God was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. I think about this word light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And so it begins here with God. It begins with the life that is in God, and then the life being the light of men. I think it's the very first thing that God created in Genesis. He said, "Let there be light." Amen. And there was light. And God divided the light from the darkness. Amen. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. And so in him was light. Where did the light come from? The light came from God. How was it created? It was an expression of God and is the expression of God today. And without light, there is no life. In him was light, and the light was the life of men. The life was the light of men. Amen. So when we are born into this world, I was looking this morning at little Boaz. Amen. And he's holding his head up and looking around, and he's got life in him. There's a light in his eyes. You can see it in little children. They've got this light that emanates out of their eyes. Sometimes it's mischief, and sometimes, well, praise God. We'll just stick with that right there. Amen. Heard a little story this morning about some mischief, and I won't repeat it here for the sake of not getting anybody in trouble. Praise the Lord. But boys have got mischief in them. Amen. And girls have mischief in them. Praise God. And that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So when you look at it here this morning, we're still on the subject of God. Amen. We haven't left the subject of God and looking now at a different person or a different being, if you please. He, God, made all things. Not a coexistent God, which some believe was Jesus Christ, but it was God that created all things. Praise the Lord. God created all things. And so if you want to look at the first few chapters of Genesis, you'll see what I'm talking about. But when God created all things, how did he do it? He did it by the spoken word of God. Amen. He did it with the spoken word of God. And he said, "Let there be light." There was not a second God. Amen. There was not Jesus Christ. If there was a Jesus Christ in eternal existence, then that Jesus Christ would not have the opportunity to be begotten. Amen. Right. So here we have God. And in God, and I guess I should have put this up here, in God there is eternity. Before this time, there was nothing but eternity. Amen. And Scripture does not tell us that there was any other God beside him. Right. Amen. In fact, he says in Scripture, there is no other God beside me. I created all things. God did it all by himself. He didn't need another person to come along. He didn't have another coexistent, co-eternal God with him who would do the work for him while he oversaw the work. It was simply and plainly and very profoundly God himself who created all things and who did all things by himself. Somebody said, praise the Lord. That's the God that we serve here this morning. And he did it by the spoken word. And we can go back and look at verse 1 again. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And so he said, let there be light. Amen. If there was a second God, he would have to be one of two things. He would have to be a spirit being, or he would have to be a man. And some believe, and actually many believe, that when the beginning took place, there was a existent Jesus Christ, a spiritual Jesus Christ who created all things, and then down the course in time, he became flesh. There is no scripture that backs this up whatsoever. It does not give us an eternal Jesus Christ, but the Bible says he was the begotten Son of God. Amen. If he was a spirit being, then we would have the Father as a spirit, and we would have the Son as a spirit, and then we would have the Holy Ghost as a spirit, and you would have three spiritual beings. But the Bible clearly tells us, and we read it this morning, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Doesn't say that there are three that agree together in one. Amen. There's a scripture that is used by many today, but it's the only place in the entire Bible and does not mean what they are saying it means. Praise God. Hallelujah. By his spoken word, and there was light, and the light was the life of men. Anybody have a little bit of life here this morning? A little bit? Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I've got a little bit too. Praise God. So we're all in this together. And so the Word was not a second God. The Word was God. The Word was God. It was not a second God, neither was it a man, because if it were a man, it would be eternal. Praise God. If there was a man in the beginning, when God created all things, then it could not be eternal. Because mankind is not eternal. Amen. Not in the sense that we always was and always will be. Praise God. And some believe that Jesus existed before the beginning with God as that spirit being. But Jesus said in John chapter 4 and verse 24, it says, God, everybody said God. God, that's the subject we're talking about here this morning. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. God is a spirit. Jesus Christ is not a spirit, but Jesus Christ was a man. Amen. He was a flesh and blood man, just like you and I are here this morning. He had to be born of a woman, and he had to grow and learn and become what his father wanted him to become. Praise God. And so when we see here that God is a spirit, it is spoken of in Scripture in many places as the Holy Spirit, or as we like to say, the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God. Does anybody have the Holy Ghost this morning? I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. I still remember the day I received the Holy Ghost. What a powerful experience it was to be filled with a portion of my inheritance, which is being in the presence of God for all of eternity. Amen. And so this Holy Spirit came down and did something in Mary, and a child was born. And the child that was born was called the Word of God. Amen. We can find that in the book of Revelation, that he is called the Word of God. And he is the Word of God because he became a man, he became flesh, so that he could give to you and I the light. Amen. The Word was the light of God. And so when we look at John chapter 1 a little bit further here, it talks about the light. And, let's go back. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. It says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." And so when Scripture tells us here that all things were made by him, and not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. It's not talking about Jesus Christ specifically. It's talking about God. We're still on the subject of God here this morning. Praise the Lord. Still talking about God. And so he goes a little bit further. And it says in verse 6, if you look at John chapter 1 and verse 6, it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." It seems like now all of a sudden we're changing subjects, but we're not changing subjects. We're still talking about God. And it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light." Amen. Who was the light? The light was God. He came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, meaning John, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Praise God. John had a little bit of an understanding here. He was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He was the one who prepared the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. But it's interesting, we find in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3, it talks about John the Baptist. Amen. And it talks about his ministry and who he is presenting to the world. Praise God. Isaiah 40 and verse 3. "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of" who? "The Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Amen. The subject here is God. And he made a proclamation here. And we must remember here that the subject is God. And so when John the Baptist came, he came, yes, as the one who would prepare the way for God to come into this world, to present God to the world. Now, that makes a whole lot more sense than one God telling another God, "You go down and do the work that I want you to do." No, it was God that came. Amen. That's what makes Christmas so spectacular. And that's what makes the cross so spectacular. It's what makes everything that God does in our life so spectacular and wonderful. Amen. Because it was God who manifested himself. Amen. And came to bear the light. Praise God. We need to have light, spiritual light within us if we're going to serve God and do the will of God. Amen. And so he was in the world. Let's go down to the next verse here. He was in the world. What's the subject here? Some say that he's now talking about Jesus Christ, but the subject is God. Amen. He, God, was in the world, and the world was made by him. Praise God. God made all things, and then God came into this world. You say, well, God is everywhere. Yes, God is everywhere, but he is the invisible God, and we cannot see him. And so God chose to come in the sacrifice of a man. Amen. Bulls and goats cannot be a sacrifice for sin. They never could and they never will be. The only thing that could atone for the sins of man was another man. Amen. But if we atone for our own sins, we would all be dead and gone. Amen. So he came in the likeness of man. Amen. Born of a woman and stepped into the clothes of flesh and walked the seas of Galilee and preached the word of God and healed the sick and raised the dead and did everything. God did all of that. Well, praise the Lord. God did all of that. It wasn't a second person that came and did that, but it was God that did that. It was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, that would be the nation of Israel, and his own received him not. Who did they not receive? You could say, well, they did not receive Jesus, but when you understand that John is writing here about God, amen, then it gives us a revelation of who Jesus is. He was not only the Son of God, but he was the Son of man. Amen. And God is not a man. God never has been a man and never will be a man. Praise God. He is God. He is the eternal God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is exciting to me. Maybe it's not exciting to you, but it's exciting to me. This is powerful truth this morning, something that will divide the light from the darkness, amen, and give us clarity in our walk with God, amen. He was in the world was made by him, but as many as received him, who? God, as many as received God. And so when we receive Jesus Christ, we are receiving God. Amen. It's not a matter of believing on a man, but it is a matter of believing on God. Amen. It is not the man only that became our Savior, but it was God who was our Savior. Isaiah said, beside me there is no Savior. Amen. There's no other Savior than God, and that's the subject of these few verses here. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name. On whose name? On God's name. We're still talking about God here this morning. And those that believe on his name. Amen. The revealed name of God in the New Testament is Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that name this morning. And when we believe on him, we are believing on God Almighty. Amen. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And I keep saying this because I want this to sink in, but the subject here is God. God was in the world, all right? So in the beginning, God created all things. From here over, from here back, we have God. So from the beginning, God decided he was going to come into the world. Amen. Praise God. Not only did he create the world, he came down, and the Bible says he humbled himself. Amen, and became like unto a man. I don't understand the depth and the width and the height and the breadth of the love of God, but our God is awesome to come down and robe himself in a body of flesh. Amen. Flesh that is temporary. Flesh. And then to rub shoulders, and then to be rejected. They received him not. They mocked him. They spit on him. They whipped him. They crucified him. They abused him. They accused him. They did so many things against him. But for the sake of love, amen, for the sake of love and for the sake of his church, amen, he came to this world to give us an opportunity to serve him and to know him. Praise God. He was in the world. He was here in the beginning, and he created a big world. Amen, that's the world right there. He created the world. And if you look at a map of the universe, you would not be able to see our world on the smallest of microscopes. If you look at it, if you take your body and say that that's a representation of the universe, the earth would probably be one atom in your body. That's how small we are in comparison to our universe. And so God Almighty created this world. We look at it as a big, big place, but it's really not. Amen. It's a very, very small place. And a God who existed out of time, who did not have any relationship with time, came down to a world that had a beginning. The word beginning represents or speaks to us of time. Amen. God, who existed in eternity without time, came down and subjected himself to his own word. Amen. And subjected himself to time, subjected himself to material and elemental things such as our world and our universe. Amen. He subjected himself to his own creation and came to this world. Praise God. Amen. What an awesome God we serve this morning. And so he came to this world, and somewhere, I'll just draw another line here. Somewhere after the beginning, God spent about 4,000 years from the beginning to an advent here. And for 4,000 years, we call it the Old Testament. Amen. And in the Old Testament, there was laws that God gave. In the Old Testament, there were miracles that God performed. In the Old Testament, there were so many moves of God. We would be here all day if I talked about all of them. But let's just start here at the end of this 4,000 years. Something marvelous began to take place. Something marvelous happened. Amen. And again, the subject here, we're talking about God. Something marvelous. God came down and spoke to a young lady, amen, her name was Mary, sent an angel and said, Mary, you are favored above all women on the earth, amen. And the Holy Ghost, that's exactly what the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, and that thing which will be conceived in you will be of God. In other words, God will be the Father of this child that you will be carrying. Amen. And it's just completely awesome when you begin to think about it. And when you think about it, the thing that conceived this child in Mary's womb was not at all natural, but it was divine. It was the Word of God. The Word of God is the seed. And the seed was planted, Amen. And a child began to grow. And so that child became the Son of God. Amen. And he was also the Son of Man. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. But while he thought on these things, this is Joseph, after he realized that his bride-to-be was carrying a child. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. All right. So here we have a world that is conceived, and now we have a Savior that is conceived. Amen. Conception points to a point in time. Amen. It is not something that can be eternal, but it is something that points to a period in time. Amen. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Ghost became the Father of Jesus Christ. Amen. God creates things when he speaks his word. Praise God. What a beautiful universe we have. Amen. If you look up in the night sky, especially in the summertime, you can see almost a cloud of lights, a cloud of stars that pass over you. That's the Milky Way galaxy. Amen. That's our little place here in the big, big universe in which we live, in which there are at least 100 billion galaxies. At least 100 billion galaxies in our universe. And here we are in the little Milky Way galaxy on this little planet Earth. Amen. All of which God said, let there be, and there was. And here we are this morning. Doesn't give us a whole lot of room for pride, does it? I think that's why the Lord hates pride. That's not even in my notes. But I think that's why the Lord hates pride is because it lifts man to a place where God should be. Amen. He's the only one. Praise God. He is the creator of all things. And so the Holy Ghost became the Father of Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. I can hang on to my chalk this morning. The Holy Ghost, I'm just going to abbreviate it here this morning. The Holy Ghost became the Father of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. So, in every place in Scripture, when Jesus says, my Father, the Father, our Father, he is speaking of his parent. The word Father in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the word is pater, and that word means father or parent. Amen. Pater means papa or father. He is our father. There's one in Rome that calls himself the Holy Father, but he is not the Holy Father. He is not, and he is not even of God. We'll save that for another time. But the Holy Ghost was the Father of Jesus Christ. And when this child was born, right here, when this child was born, God stepped up his plan, if you please, and God came and robed himself in that little child. Now, you look at Boaz. I'm using him a couple times here this morning. But you look at him and put him in a little manger in a probably a cave or in some sort of a cow barn somewhere, and swaddle him up with some clothes and wrap him up tight. And when people come by to look at him, you can say, this is God right here. It's hard to comprehend. It's hard to understand what God literally did. Amen. And the Bible says, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God. Everybody said God. God, We're talking about God. The subject here is God. It's not Jesus Christ. It's God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19. Well, praise the Lord. This is unusual. I'm running out of notes before I'm running out of time. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19. To wit that God, everybody said God, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And so Paul writes to the Corinthians, who had a lot of problems, and he said, listen, I want you to know that God was in Christ. It wasn't very long, not very long at all, actually. After Jesus ascended and the church was established, that there were many, many strange doctrines that began to develop. Even to the point when Paul wrote to the Galatians, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who hath called you with his grace unto another gospel. Amen. We've got to be careful this morning. I said we've got to be careful this morning. There's only one God, and there will only ever be one God. Amen. John chapter 17 and verse 21, Jesus is talking about his Father. Praise the Lord. John 17 and verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. It wasn't one God sending another God. There was no other God existent at the time of the beginning or before or after the beginning. No, there was no other God. But Jesus admitted here that the Father is in me. And that goes right along with 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we just read, that God was in Christ. Amen. And it takes us to this great event about 4,000 years after the beginning, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Praise the Lord. You know, that's what we need, God with us. And it was prophesied, Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Praise God. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And so we're still talking here about God, verse 1 through 14 of John. And I want to read verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. Praise God. The Word. Who was the Word? The Word was God. Right. Who became flesh? God became flesh. Right. Praise the Lord. God became flesh. You say, I need a scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Amen. This is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. Praise the Lord. A virgin conceived and a child was born, and he was God incarnate. Amen. He was God come to this world to save you and I from our sins. And so when we talk about God, amen, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We're talking about God this morning. God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Whose glory? God's glory. We beheld God's glory. When he healed the sick, we beheld God's glory. When he raised the dead, we beheld God's glory. When he ascended into heaven, when he died on the cross, when he was raised again in 3 days, Amen. We saw his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so when God revealed himself, he revealed himself in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody ought to say praise the Lord. That's why we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, because it's the revealed name of God. There's only one Savior this morning. That's God. God is our Savior. Old Testament bears this out. That's why we baptize in his name. Amen. That's why we preach and teach that there is exclusively only one God. Amen. Full of grace and truth. Do you need grace this morning? You're going to find it in your God. And there's a name that represents our God, Jesus. Somebody say that name this morning. Jesus. Let's stand together. Thank God for his word this morning. Thank you all for indulging me here this morning. But I just felt this on my heart so strongly. Amen. We need to understand why we believe in one God. We need to understand the ramifications of what that means to believe in one God. Amen. When we call on the name of Jesus Christ, we're not calling on the name of a man only, because in reality there were many people in that day whose name was Jesus. But there was a difference in this one. He was Jesus the Christ. He was Jesus the Son of Almighty God. Amen. And so when we call on him, we're not calling on a man. He's not here anymore, but he sent the Holy Ghost to heal us. He sent the Holy Ghost to deliver us, to give us victory and joy and peace in our lives. Let's pray together this morning. Somebody pray with me here this morning. Lord, we thank you today for the word of truth. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that have come down to us. In Jesus' name this morning, open our minds and our hearts today to the word of God. Lift us up into your presence this morning. Help us to see and to understand and have a revelation that there is only one God and you've done it all. You came into this world. You were the one that conceived in Mary. You are the one that created the worlds. You're the one. You've done it all, God. There's none beside you. There is no other creator. There is no other God. You're the only one. And we call on you this morning. We reach out to you this morning. I give you thanks this morning. It puts joy in my heart this morning to know you and to know you more and more each day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise?